Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bass Fishing for Noobs here on the Paddle and Fin Podcast. I am your host, Sean, and with me is my co-host, Susie. Welcome, Susie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. What's happening, everybody?
It's a nice day in Pennsylvania. Well, it's a windy day in Pennsylvania. How about out where you are, Susie?
You know, the last like 3 or 4 days have been absolutely awesome. We had like 50 degree on Saturday. We had 55, 56 on Sunday. Monday was about 54, a little bit more windier on Monday. And then today was, I think, like 48. And then tomorrow we're supposed to get a bunch of rain, but you know, I hate to say it because I'm afraid of jinxing myself, but I think that groundhog was full of shit.
Oh, great. Now you did it. You called down the fire.
Right? So, I don't know. Like, I think we're going to have a quick end to winter, but you know, there's always that weekend or that day or two in March where it likes to kind of sneak in for a day and then, you know, sneak back out. We'll get that random snow probably March 30th. You know, we'll get like 4 inches of snow and then it'll be done every year without fail.
Well, I think a bunch of people across the country are going to get snow of some kind tomorrow or in the next day or two. I remember reading that, but it's not for us and sounds like not for you either. So thankfully.
No, like they were saying that if the temperatures would have been a lot colder tomorrow, like it would have been a pretty significant snowstorm. So, I mean, I'm not complaining by all means, you know, I mean, we need rain pretty good here. You know, we've been kind of in a shortage for, I'd say, like almost 2 years now. It just, we haven't gotten the spring rains and flooding like we typically do. And I'm still seeing, you know, like lakes that are 5-6 foot below normal. So I'm like, yeah, bring the rain, you know, let's get the water levels back up.
So that does make it tough, and it changes those fisheries drastically when it's that low. So
I know
the Susquehanna especially this summer was just crazy, like when they had the Hobie tournament here, and how low it was in certain spots. You know, just it was an entirely different river, really.
I mean, and that's the thing too, you know, it's just like that 5 foot difference can just drastically change the environment of, you know, a river or a lake or a pond for that matter, you know, depending upon the layout of it, the different areas of depth to it.
I would think a pond especially. Yeah, that's, I mean, there's only so many places that fish can go, really.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, and Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, but I definitely think we're going to have some more warming trends coming up. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to get out on the water, hopefully relatively soon. I still got some odd ends to kind of tie up and whatnot. I was fighting with my electrical the other night, and I ran around town to like four different places trying to find something that I needed. And nobody had it, so like I had to go on Amazon and order it, so it should be here tomorrow. But I was just like, oh, come on. I just need one thing. But yeah, I'm hoping to definitely get out. I won't be able to get out this weekend. I'm actually doing my concealed carry class this weekend. So that's Saturday and Sunday. So get that done. It's been on my to-do list for a while, and should be good to go with that. And then the weekend after that, if it's nice, I might just say, hey, everybody, I know it's like my birthday weekend, but see ya. So
got places to go and things to do.
That's right. Got fishing to do.
That's right. Well, I'm thinking we're having our typical PA kind of weird entrance into spring where tomorrow it's going to be 40, Thursday it's going to be 70, then Friday it's going to be 40 again.
Oh my god,
it's jumping 70. All over the place. Yep. It's supposed to be, so I'm hoping to, I actually I have an hour to burn off of work, so I told them I was going to leave, use that hour on Thursday, so I should be able to hit the water by 1 p.m hopefully, or 1:30. Hopefully. So I should get a good bit of fishing in on Thursday, I hope.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. Like, that sounds like what last week was like. It was, we had like 40, then 50, 55, then 30, then 40, 50, 50, then 30. It's just this roller coaster of weather right now. So it's definitely indicating change. You know, I mean, there's been nothing stable about the weather the whole last month, it seems. So,
yeah. Now, the only thing with those weather changes here for us is it usually means wind. Like every day it's 15 miles per hour, pretty much.
Yeah.
So when I did go out last Wednesday when it was 55, mm-hmm. and fished, but it was like a washing machine out there. So I caught my third smallie of the season, and there was a guy on shore watching me try to take a picture of it, and I was just trying to hold it on my lap, and he was laughing. He's like, you're gonna lose that. I was like,
oh man, I miss everything about fishing right now. Just everything. Like, it's been since June, so just, oh man.
Wow, I can't even imagine.
I would kill to like catch a smallie right now, so hopefully soon.
It's coming.
That's right.
So speaking of catching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't have a guest or anything for today. However, we're going to talk about two different tournament series that we kind of have going on with Paddle and Fin. The first one is one that I am hosting, and host of Paddle and Fin. And it's a multi-species season-long kayak challenge. Now, I know that's a mouthful. And the inspiration actually comes from a Facebook group that was called KFGL, Kayak Fish the Great Lakes. And so it was a season-long challenge, and I got into it like, I don't know, maybe like my third or fourth year kayak fishing or whatnot. And just, you know, it was just a group of people. A couple of guys ran it. They just updated a spreadsheet each month. And it would be catching all the different species of freshwater fish that you can in the Great Lakes region. Now, this isn't like your typical, you know, bass fishing tournament. I mean, obviously, you're going to be out there catching fish. But here's the real interesting thing. You don't have to have a measuring board.
Bonus. So,
yeah, I know. You're just like, wait, what? How is scoring based? So scoring is actually just based on the amount of species that you catch. You can submit up to 2 fish of each species. So if you catch 2 largemouth bass, those will be your max amount of fish that you can submit for that species category. Same thing for like smallmouth and then spotted bass. And then the list goes on and on with species. So if it's a freshwater fish and you catch it, it will count. So the way that it works is you have to fish in any of the states that surround the Great Lakes. So there's Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and I'm also including Ontario. I mean, I can't leave our Canada people out, eh? You know?
Eh?
Now, you don't have to be a resident of these states to be able to fish in here. You just have to fish from one of these states. So like if you're traveling through, you might be from Florida or something like that. And if you come through and you're only going to be in, say, like the southern part of Illinois, you can fish in a lake, river, pond that's in the southern part of the state. And you don't have to fish any part of the Great Lakes if you don't want to. That's kind of the fun part about this. So if you're in any body of water, lake, stream, as long as it's public, you'll be able to fish in any of those states or Ontario, Canada. let's see here. So this is going to start March 1st, and it goes until October 31st. I just realized that I have a date in here wrong. I have October 29th, but, you know, little details, I'll fix that later in the Journey X thing. Yeah, so scoring. So, yeah, you can submit a max of 2 fish species. And there's also going to be a little bonus for any miscellaneous aquatic creatures that, you know, you may accidentally snag or hook or something like that. You know, maybe like a frog or a turtle or, you know, whatever creature decides to, you know, crawl on your boat. I mean, I've seen people have snakes come in their kayaks or something like that. So if it's in your kayak and you take a picture of it, hey, we'll take it as a miscellaneous bonus species. But the bonus isn't going to be revealed until the end of the season. So that's the kicker right there. So we got to keep it interesting, you know, because this is quite a long a challenge for everybody. So scoring. Each fish that you submit is going to be worth 3 points. So for each species, you can get a max of 6 points. Now, if you want to go for a bonus point, you can use your catch board to measure your, you know, whatever species that you have. And if it is the biggest fish submitted for that species, you will get that bonus point. It's only 1 point, but hey, that can make all the difference in the end. Let's see here. If there's a tie for big fish, it's determined by who caught the fish first. And only 1 fish of each species will be counted as the big fish. So if you have 2 largemouth bass and they're both 22 inches long and nobody else has 22 inch fish, then only 1 of those counts to big bass. You can't double dip with that. So measuring, if you have a fish that is 26 inches or smaller, you will need to use a catch board to properly measure it. Standard measuring techniques can be used for measuring those fish. I know there are some odd species like catfish and other things that might not fit on the board very well, but, you know, do your best to get a good measurement. We'll kind of, you know, use our discretion when going with the total length. But when you catch something that's bigger than 26 inches, such as, you know, a pike or a muskie, we're going to be pretty lenient on it. So if you have a measuring tape, if you've got an actual big musky board, You know, if you've got like some kind of ruler on your kayak, or like, I know some people have like the paddles that have like the length marks or something on them. You can use those too and just make a rough guesstimate. Again, you know, this isn't necessarily about length per se. And a lot of times when it comes to like the biggest fish of the species, it's usually going to be pretty obvious. But if it comes down to, you know, something that's pretty close, we'll try to make our best discretion on it.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Let's see here. So when it comes to taking photos of your fish, so you'll be using your cell phone and submitting your fish via Tourney X. The only requirements that you need to have if you're not going for big fish is just the whole fish just needs to be in the picture. You can be holding it up like that. You can have it just flopping around in your boat if you want to. As long as you can see the whole entire fish, hey, you know, I'm good with that. You can use grips if you want to. You can use like a fish tether, especially with, you know, the toothed critters and whatnot. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to be holding up a pike or a bowfin or something like that. You know, just be like, oh, yeah, here you go. So, yeah, feel free to use whatever device or method you want to hold on to that fish. If you even have it in a net and it's holding over the side of your kayak, will accept it as a submission for that species. Again, you know, this isn't a super technical challenge. The key is just to see how many different species of fish you can catch during this challenge. That's where we try to have some fun. So if you are wanting to participate, you will just go onto the Tourney X page. And then under the club tabs, you'll look for paddle and fin. And then it is called paddle and fin. I like to call it missile KC. So it's MSSLKC. So multi-species season-long kayak challenge. It's a mouthful. I couldn't think of anything shorter or anything like that. I'll just go with missile KC, you know? But yeah, once you go on there, you'll see the description and the rules. And there's a link on there that you will need to click onto to sign the electronic waiver. Super simple. You just have to fill out your name, birthday, phone number, emergency contact, basic stuff like that. Make sure that you're in agreement. You know that you're doing everything at your own risk, yada, 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 that type of thing. And then you'll sign up on Tourney X, you'll register, and then you will have a special identifier code emailed to you to use in the meantime until you receive these very special wristbands. There we go. So that will be your special identifier that you will need to have somewhere in the photo with your fish. So like if you have it on top of the fish, that's fine. We don't care if it touches the fish or not. If you know, you've got it around your arm and you're holding the fish down, that's fine. As long as we can see this wristband somewhere on your kayak in the photo or whatnot, we'll accept it. No problem whatsoever. I made it bright pink too, so I can see it a lot better. Because hey, you know, sometimes people might be layered up. So, you know, make sure that it's, you know, outside of all your clothes, or some people like to fish, you know, late at night. So it should show up a lot better.
That actually happened to me on the Smalley games this year. I had my wristband on and I didn't notice my sleeve was up covering most of my Smalley band wristbands.
Yep. That can bite you sometimes. So to start, everybody will get two of these mailed to them. That way you can have one in your kayak at all times and then a backup. If for some reason you lose both of them, you can PayPal me a couple bucks and I'll send you a couple more if you need to. I mean, I get it. I understand, you know, it's a 6-month-long challenge. You know, we lose stuff everywhere and all the time. I usually like to tell people just, you know, like put it on your pedals to your Hobie drive if you have a Hobie, or put it around the end of your catchboard, or, you know, something like that, to where it's not really going to go anywhere. But again, you know, if you lose it or whatever, just, you know, contact us. We'll send you a temporary code to use. It will not be the TourneyX code. So when you first sign up, and if the season's already going, you will not use the TourneyX code that's provided. I will specifically email you a unique code that you can use, and you can write it on a piece of paper, you can write it on your hand, you know, however you want to have it in the photo. You just have to have that certain code visible in the photo.
Until you get the wristband, right?
Yes, until you get the wristband. Then once you get the wristband, then you got to start using the wristbands. Let's see here. As always, when using TourneyX, you got to have your GPS enabled on your phone. And when using TourneyX, if there is no GPS data when you submit your fish, it will not be accepted. We have to make sure that, the fish are being caught in the eligible states and province, and also the time. So we are actually going to give everybody 24 hours in which that fish was caught to submit it. So, you know, you might be out fishing all day or whatever, and the last thing on your mind is, you know, to submit it to TourneyX. You have 24 hours from that timestamp on the phone of that picture of that fish to submit it to TourneyX. And so we'll be looking out for that as well, just to make sure that everybody submitted it on time. Because, you know, as much as, you know, we like people holding out for, like, you know, a big show at the very end, we don't necessarily like people to sandbag and have a lot of fish to judge at the very end. So keep that in mind as well. Let's see here. You can use any kind of bait you want. Live.
When I was going to ask you about that, I was like, I remember reading that. And that was, yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, you're going for any kind of species of fish you can find, you know? So, like, especially when it comes to, like, catfish, you know, stink bait, worms, crawdads, you can use whatever you want, you know, as long as it's, you know, within legal limit of the state, you know? And same thing with, you know, as many lines and hooks as you want, whatever your state permits. I know Wisconsin is 3 lines and 2 hooks each, is it? I think Illinois is 2 lines and 2 hooks each. So whatever your state regulations are for however many lines and hooks you can have in the water, feel free, have fun. You know, we don't care. However you catch the fish, is as long as it's not snagging or cast netting, then hey, if you're trolling, yeah. Perfect. That's how you catch a lot of these fish species too, especially salmon from the Great Lakes. Let's see here. And then we have a fee breakdown at the end. So $5 obviously goes towards the TourneyX fees, and then $8 from each entry fee is going towards, like, postage, the wristbands, and then PayPal fees. And then the rest, which is about $37, will go towards payouts. So, you know, if we get a decent amount of people signed up for this, you know, I mean, we could have some pretty interesting payouts. And, you know, even with the miscellaneous species, you know, such as, like, frogs, turtles or whatever, you know, I've got some pretty interesting ideas for that as well. But I can't indulge in that yet.
Nice.
And then one other thing that I kind of debated about for a while, but I was like, you know, this is a fun thing. I want to make sure that everybody's included in this. So you have to be from a kayak. So you can't be in like an inner tube or a canoe or like a bass buggy or like a, you know, the pedal boat type thing. However, you can have a motor on your kayak. So I was kind of debating whether or not to allow people to have that. And I was like, well, I know with the Great Lakes area, especially trolling for salmon and stuff like that, it can get kind of a little hefty paddling out on the Great Lakes if you don't have a motor and whatnot. So that is that. Looking over the rules here to make sure that we don't have any other details that I might be missing. So, yeah. So
as far as species, do you differentiate for panfish, like bluegill versus sunfish versus, you know, because there's like a billion different kinds of sunfish.
Right. So when it came to Tourney X, it kind of broke it down a little bit, but I'm not going to go too crazy with that because that can span out to like something crazy. And Tourney X only lets me allow to have people submit up to 50 total fish. So I was like, I got to kind of limit that. So where I will take like the additional like species is like when it comes to trout. So like your coho, your brown trout, your king
rainbow,
salmon,
brook
you know,
trout.
Yes. So those will be individual.
Okay.
But when it comes to bluegill, what if it's like a pumpkin seed or
right,
whatever, it's just a bluegill. Same thing with crappie, white or black, it's just a crappie. There was one other. Catfish is going to be singled out as well. So if you've got a blue, a channel, a flathead, and I feel like there's a fourth one, or maybe there's three. Ooh, hold on. I got to go back to Tourney X here and edit my tournament to see what species I selected. Because like there's like, I don't know, there's like 40 different species on here.
Yeah, I remember one of the tournaments I was setting up this year for our local kayak club, and I automatically clicked small bufflehead instead of smallmouth bass. And like everybody's going to submit fish, and like it's not a largemouth, but it's not whatever a small
whatever that is. Yep. Okay. Oh yeah. So yeah, there's blue, channel, and flathead, and then there's also just like catfish fresh. So like if you're not 100% certain as to what species of kind of fish that it is, it's okay. We can always go in there and change it if need be. So some of these different species that we have on here. So we have bass, we've got big mouth buffalo, which is like a drum, black drum, bluegill, bowfin. We even have bream, brook trout, brown trout, carp. So carp, we're not going to get too crazy with. We're just going to keep it as just carp. But I will say, your common carp versus the invasive species Asian carp, I consider those to be two different species. So you can submit those as well. And those will be submitted under, I have a miscellaneous tab that you can submit your unknowns to if you're not quite certain what to submit it under. Let's see here. So, yep, we got catfish, we got pickerel, we got crappie, we got creek chubs, because, you know, I mean, if people are fishing creeks, you know. Freshwater drum, your king salmon, lake trout, long-nosed gar, muskie, perch, pike, we got rock bass, salmon, shad, sheep's head. smallmouth bass, snakehead, spotted bass, steelhead, striped bass, striper and hybrids, and walleye.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a lot of different ones to choose on there. So I know scoring is going to be quite interesting, but yeah, I'm very...
Bless you. Yeah, that sounds crazy, but...
But yeah, I'm super excited for this. I know, you know, I've had a bunch of people ask me, "Hey, are you going to get like a multi-species thing started up and whatnot?" And I was like, "You know, I need to get on that." So I'm like, "Well, it's like a week until March." I was like, "I better get on that." So yeah, if you guys have any other questions regarding the multi-species challenge, you know, feel free to send us a message. You can reach out to me and Sean directly, or you can contact us on TourneyX or through the Paddle and Fin page. Whatever way you seem fit, we'll, you know, we all kind of work the inbox or Brian does to some extent, and we'll pass along messages as need to. So, yeah, I'm super excited for it, hoping to get a decent amount of people on there, and I'm just going to kind of see how this goes for this year. And then if it's a hit and a fun thing, then I might open it up to nationwide next year. So Ooh. We'll see. We'll cool. see how it goes. So.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yep. I'm super excited for that. And then, you know, I got to thinking the other day too, I was like, "Oh yeah, it's coming up on March." I was like, "Oh my God, it's coming up on March. I got to get the noobs tournaments going." Because, you know, shockingly, it's that time again. So we are going to be starting up the Noobs Tournament series again on Paddle and Fin, of course, on Tourney X. There's a majority of things that are going to be the same. However, we are changing a couple of key rules this year. So the first rule that we are changing is the open mouth rule. So instead of getting deducted an inch for a cracked mouth, open mouth, etc., it's going to be based upon a couple of different factors. So if that mouth is just barely cracked, just like even a little bit or whatever, there's not going to be a deduction. If it is open a little bit, you know, nothing too crazy, then it's probably going to be a quarter inch deduction. If it's like wide open, there's no attempt made to keep that mouth closed or anything like that, that could be anywhere up to an inch or more, but at judge's discretion as well. If it's, you know, wide open and none of the lips or the jaw are touching the board, then that will be an automatic DQ because it's not being properly measured. But, you know, try to make some effort to get that mouth closed to some extent. Now, we know, again, you know, there might be some fish that have malformed jaw or something like that, or just might be weird, you know, and it may not either close all the way, or they might have a Bubba Gump lip or something like that. You yep. know, we're not going to be too stringent upon that. As long as that mouth can close to some way, shape, or form, then we aren't going to deduct quite as harshly as what we have. The other rule that we are going to be changing as well is we're going to allow you to touch and even pinch the tails of the fish as well. I was talking with Sean before we started recording for the show, and you know, with the big tournament trails and everything that are paying big money, you know, they're gonna have all these, you know, stringent rules and everything. And I'm like, you know, let's, you know, try to make the Paddle and Fin for Noobs a fun experience, you know, and not get too complicated with the rules. We were trying to kind of stay along and keep pace with some of the bigger trails because that's what we wanted to prepare a lot of anglers for. But, you know, also at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, maybe some of you do compete in the big tournaments, or most of you guys are in grassroots clubs, you know, who may have similar rules, but, you know, they might be KBO standard rules, but heavily modified because maybe they don't necessarily agree with all the KBF rules that have been changing over the past couple of years. So, you know, we've decided that, you know, we want to make things fun. We want to make things easy. And just, you know, we want to make kayak fishing fun again, as we said. So, but the noobs tournaments aren't up on Tourney X just yet. That is on my to-do list. So I should hopefully have March up at least by sometime later this evening. And then I'll probably just try to knock out and put a bunch of them on there. You know, for the rest of the season and whatnot. So for those of you who have won a noobs tournament, you know, unfortunately, you've graduated, you know, you've kind of moved your own way up and on and whatnot. But for those of you who have still been, you know, struggling, trying to, you know, win some tournaments or whatnot, you know, keep on trucking along. That's what the noobs tournament is for, is to get you guys some more experience, get you guys exposed, get your skills up to a lot better when it comes to submitting fish for tournaments, holding them on a measuring board, that type of thing.
And I know like every year, every month I enter, but I cannot win. So right. I'm just more along the lines of building the pot and giving you somebody to target. So
yep.
Don't feel intimidated by me. I usually don't win anyway, but I just wanted to throw that out there that I will be entering every tournament, but you don't have to worry about me because I don't claim any winnings or anything. So
right. Yep.
Feel free to enter as you will.
Mm-hmm. And same thing for like, you know, all the other Paddle and Fin hosts. If like, if you see my name on there, if you see Brian Schiller's name on there, you know, it's not to, you know, make it unfair or anything, because if they place first, again, like Sean said, they are not going to get any payouts. It's just more of kind of like trying to, you know, make things a little bit more interesting and see how well you can either kick Brian's butt because, you know, I might try to sneak him on a tournament without him knowing. Just, you know, kind of mess with his Tourney X stats a little bit, you know, and see if he notices too. So. But yeah, if you see any of the Paddle and Fin host names on there, you know, don't fret. You know, it's friendly competition, trying to encourage you guys, you know, to get out there and fish hard and see if you can beat one of the hosts and whatnot. So, yeah.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Trying to think if I missed anything when it comes to the noobs tournaments.
I guess for the listeners that are new who might not have been here last year, just to explain what it is, the noobs tournament, it's just a tournament that we put on every month. It's wherever you are in the country, you can fish as long as it's public water, you know, that anybody could fish. And it's, you know, your best five fish for the month totaled up. And the cost to entry is like, I think it's $10. It's something
like that. Yeah, I think it was like $10 or something like that. I have to go.
So
back
it's not crazy. It's just to kind of dip your toes in to the idea of tournament fishing and to get used to the catch photo release process and, you know, hopefully move you on to bigger and better tournaments as you get more and more comfortable. But it's for those people who are just feel intimidated maybe to jump into one of those local grassroots tournaments and would rather do something a little more laid back. You know, it and Susie's super great. Everybody who judged in letting you know, hey, you know, this is something we noticed. You know, try make sure you keep your PFDs zipped. You know, we noticed this, we noticed that, and she's really good about reaching out. And so that, you know, that's the kind of feedback you don't always get in like a bigger tournament. They're just going to be like, no, DQ'd. But Susie will at least give you a reason why, and or maybe at least, you know, a heads up. Hey, I noticed this. You know, in an actual tournament, this probably would have been you know, something a little more severe. But you know, that we'll definitely work with you and talk you through, you know, helping you through that process as well. So it's definitely a good experience for someone who's just getting into kayak fishing or fishing tournaments. So, and like we said, if you win, that's awesome. You know, we were talking about before the show that last year's Noobs Grand Champion, Cheryl Bentley, is going to join us at Dale Hollow this year with the rest of the Paddle and Fin crew kind of in hanging out in the cabin that we're in. So we're super excited about that. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, yes, it is a small, just, you know, relatively small tournament, but there's, you know, half decent prizes and, you know, the grand prize is really cool. You know, you get to hang out with us. So Cheryl is going to be joining us and, you know, who knows what, you know, this year will hold. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, it helps me get out on the water. It, you know, I don't want to get skunked or, you know, come in last in the noobs tournament. So it definitely keeps me motivated to keep on going out against you guys. And, you know, so I like that aspect of it too. But yeah, that's the idea behind it. And, you know, we welcome pretty much anybody who wants to try out. You know, we do say if you're like a professional, you know, obviously maybe, you know, look for something a little bigger, but if you're just looking to get started, we'd love to have you guys come on and give it a try. So.
Yep. And, you know, especially for those new listeners, if you're wanting to get more involved and, also be in the know as far as like the identifier code, because it's not the one used on Tourney X. we need you to join our Paddle and Fin Noobs Tournament Facebook group.
Yes.
So yeah, you can just go on there and just search paddle space the letter N space Fin Noob Tournament. And then request to be added. So we do have some, I think like three basic questions that you have to answer in order for us to try to avoid, you know, the nonsense spam bots and stuff like that. So it'll ask you like how many years you've been bass fishing, how many tournaments you've competed in, et cetera, that type of thing. That way we can kind of screen, you know, those who are trying to join in or whatnot. But most of the time, you know, it's pretty obvious, you know, that, hey, yeah, you're legit. You're just trying to join in on there. And then, you know, everybody's pretty awesome in there. So like people will post questions on there. A lot of people will say, hey, you know, like I'm looking to upgrade this rod or reel or something like that. What would you guys suggest? Or, you know, some people might just say, hey, you know, this is what I caught and submitted for the noobs tournament. You know, I mean, we highly encourage that and definitely support that in the group there. You know, we have a lot of awesome people in there who are super supportive, who, you know, are there to help out, you know, just like everybody else is, you know, You know, we have some people who have been competing in the noobs tournaments for a couple of years, which, you know, this is basically the tournaments that they do, which is fine. You know, I mean, if it takes somebody, you know, 5-6 years to get that confidence to, you know, go compete in a bigger trail series or a grassroots club, hey, you know, I mean, if that's what it takes to help get somebody, you know, the knowledge and skills and confidence, that that's what this is all about. So we do have some, I don't know if I necessarily want to call them veteran noobs, but you know, we have a couple of guys who have been on there for quite a while who can definitely give some awesome and helpful suggestions, feedback, that type of thing. So don't be afraid to, you know, jump on in and join the noobs group.
Yeah, absolutely. There, the Facebook group, the forum, it's like a, just a super supportive group. You know, if you're like, hey, you know, I'm in this really grassy lake and I'm not sure what to throw, mm-hmm. you know, you could just put it out, throw it out there. What would you guys throw in this situation? Or, you know, any tips for fishing this kind of water, you know, anything like that, any questions you have, or the group is just super supportive. Even if you're just having a rough time, you know, and just looking for some, you know, some confidence building, you know, just reach out and post, and, you know, it's all, you know, positive and, you know, a super friendly group. So we definitely, you know, trying to keep it, you know, as lighthearted as possible and, you know, just as informative as possible as well. So,
yep.
And it's definitely not, you know, some of the tournaments, they're not walk in the park either. Like, we had some pretty crazy bags posted, you know.
Yeah, we did.
I'm like, holy cow. It is a struggle for me to keep up with you guys sometimes. So
yeah.
That's awesome. It's definitely motivation for me, but you know, don't think that it's just going to be, you know, a walk in the park, because it is a little bit of a challenge at times. So, but that's why it's there. So,
yep, exactly. I mean, yeah, like I've seen, you know, it 1 month, you know, we'll have people in the high 90s, and then the next month, like the first place person can barely get like 75 inches. It varies so much sometimes, you know, depending upon, you know, who's entering into the contest, you know, what region some people are located. I mean, we do have people from all over the country compete in these. You know, we have Texas, Florida, we've had New York, we have Illinois, Wisconsin, you know, we've had people from Arizona compete in these as well. So, you know, just because you might live in a not so good fishing state or whatever, you know, don't let that deter you. You know, I mean, heck, you might go out there and catch like, you know, a 75 inch limit, and you might be kicking everybody's butt because nobody else is having good fishing or whatnot. So, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, it's not necessarily about winning, you know, it's about getting your skills up, you know, learning how kayak fishing tournaments work, how to, you know, take the best photos, and also like tricks on like how to make sure like to place your net next to like your measuring board, so that way if the fish wants to flop, it'll go into the net and not back into water, and then you lose the fish. So, you know, we have lots of different helpful tips and tricks like that as well.
Absolutely.
Yep. So yeah, that's what we got working up for this season. And it's hard to believe that spring is going to be here in like 27 days.
Thank goodness.
I mean, granted, you know, we're probably going to have warm weathers before that, but like the official first day of spring is like, you know, 27 days. I've been doing a countdown since 40 days until spring on my Facebook. So every day I've been posting a different fishing related picture and whatnot, hopefully getting people amped up for.
Yeah, I've been watching those. Some of those have been pretty good. Yeah.
Right. I know, like I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, all right, you know, what am I going to do this time or whatnot? So I need to like dig through my hard drive of like my first original like kayak fishing photos and whatnot, because I have some real gems in there. So I might have to dig some of those out for like some of these last few days of posting.
Well, I know I'm going to be looking for a place I can kayak and trout fish, because I know of plenty of streams where I can trout fish, but I don't know that I can kayak them. So that will be interesting.
Oh, yeah. It is interesting.
So I am happy that when I first saw Great Lakes, I'm like, oh, because it's a good 6 hour drive for me to get up to Lake Erie. So, mm-hmm. But then I was like, wait, it says Pennsylvania and I'm in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yep. You don't have to drive all the way up to the Great Lake. You can fish anywhere in your state.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what different species we'll get to see.
It would be cool if we fill up that list, you know, just have at least one of that would be amazing.
That's what I'm hoping for. Cause I mean, like, there were some guys that would like fill the board. There were at least three or four of them that would get every species on the list. Wow. Now it wasn't as extensive as what this one is on Tourney X, but I mean, my God, they had like two of everything, you know? And then there was a couple people who had some weird oddball stuff. Like somebody had a goby that they submitted. I think someone had like a huge spotted salamander that they somehow caught too. I was like, that's awesome. Which, you know, also gave me the inspiration for like the miscellaneous species too. I was like, I gotta have fun with this, you know? Cause right. I mean, how many times have you went frogging and caught a frog? Like, I think I do that at least once or twice a year. So I'm like, we need to see some frogs in there.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I hope more people get signed up for it. I know that $50 might kind of, you know, be like, might be kind of odd to people, but, you know, think about it. You know, in the long-term aspect of everything and just, you know, also cost and stuff, you know, I mean, the wristbands and Tourney X fees and whatnot, you know, it's not all that bad. And it's, you know, for 6 months.
That's what I was going to say. It's half the year. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's half a year. So, you know, considering it's not too bad. I think when the guys ran it, I think it used to be like 35 or something like that. So, yeah. But yeah, thought we'd try something different and have a little bit of fun with it, and we'll see where it takes us this year. And the other thing is, too, I almost forgot. So you don't have to be signed up by a certain date to compete in the multi-species. If you sign up in August, you can still compete as much as you want up until October 31st. You can join anytime you want. You may not get your quote-unquote money's worth unless you know. You catch a lot of species of fish in a month, but yeah, you can literally join anytime. The last date that I have to where registration cuts off is October 29th. That'll be the last day that anybody can register. And then, then submissions in October 31st by 10 p.m. And then we'll have all the judging wrapped up and announce all the winners and the prizes and all that fun stuff.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sweet. And then that brings up a good point with the Noobs Tournament too, that we usually open the registration a few days before the month and then usually run it most of the month. We'll end a little bit early generally just to give us a couple days to judge and
yes.
But that'll run pretty much and those are each basically month long. So, mm-hmm. you know, each tournament will run for a month and then at the end of that month, it's a brand new chance to try again. So, yep. If you're looking for that kind of thing, then maybe the Noobs tournaments are for you. So, mm-hmm.
So yeah. So for March, hopefully I'll get that up tonight. So you'll be able to register, from later tonight up until I'll keep registration open up until, Saturday the 4th. So we'll give you a few days after the start of the month to get registered. And then the tournament will go until the 30th. That way we can get everything wrapped up. We'll do a kind of like a short, we've done live streams before. I didn't even think about discussing that.
Like captain's meetings and stuff like that?
Yeah, captain meetings and stuff like that. I haven't decided what we're going to do again for this year. We might do a captain's meeting for the very first one, just so that, you know, people have a reference to go back on if they have, you know, questions or whatnot. But for the most part, we'll make a post of the winners. And then the next month's identifier code on the 31st, that way we can get ready for the next month and whatnot. And then pretty much the same thing for all the months. It'll go until the second to last day of the month. And then, yeah, we should have all the details on the noobs page. And you can also look up details on the Tourney X descriptions as well. I have it in big and bold that you need to make sure that you join the Noobs Facebook page, that you sign the electronic waiver. And, when it comes to the electronic waiver, you only have to fill it out once for the year. You don't have to fill it out every time for each month. As long as you filled it out for the year, so like for 2023, then you're set for the whole entire year, regardless of how many noobs tournaments or season-long events or even the open. So, yeah, as long as you signed it once, then you're good to go for the whole year. I do also email out the identifier codes via Tourney X email as well. Just because, again, it's a reminder that the identifier code is not the one that's provided on Tourney X, but a certain one that we assign on the Noobs page. I think that might be all I got.
Well, like you said before, if anybody has any questions, feel free to hit either Susie or I up, or use the Paddle and Fin email account, or post on the Noobs Tournament page, or even on the regular Paddle and Fin page. Anywhere you can find us on social media, you know, if you post on any place you see Paddle and Fin, it'll find its way to us. So if mm-hmm. you have any questions, you know, you have tons of ways to get the question to us, and we'll definitely get you an answer back. So. Feel free to reach out if you're curious at all. So,
That's right. Good deal. I don't know about you, but oh God, I'm ready to get on the water. Even though it's probably going to be a hot mess the first time out on the water, because I'm probably just going to be like, I don't know how to do things.
I've been out. I think last Wednesday when I went out was probably my 10th time already this year. So I've been out a lot. I don't have a lot to show for it. I have 3 bass this year so far. So,
but that's good though. I mean, it's the end of February and you already have 3 bass.
Shoot. I've been shooting to get a bass a month. I wanted to really do that through the cold weather. And, I think I can do it, because last year I didn't catch my first fish till like the end of March. And this year I already have a January and a February. I don't think March is going to be a problem. So I think I'm good to go. So, yeah, that was one of my goal or New Year's resolutions, was to catch a fish or a bass every year or every month. So
every month.
So far, so good. Yeah,
I caught one
January 2nd. So that knocked January out pretty quick. Luckily for me, another one of those dumb, 55 degree days, how often is that going to happen? And then I caught one January 31st, and then I just caught one last Wednesday. So,
Oh man, I can't wait to get going. I mean, I feel like I still have a lot to do, which I mean, I know that I've put off a lot of stuff, but like also at the same time, like, I didn't want to get done like too soon and then just like have absolutely nothing to do, which makes really weird sense, when I say it out loud. But now I'm like, I'm almost going to be scrambling to get some things done. But I think overall, though, like I've got majority of what I need kind of somewhat put together. I still got to line some reels. I had all my electrical mess kind of sorted out. That was one of the things I had to order on Amazon was like an electrical connector. Cause I was just like, oh yeah, I should be able to go get this at like, you know, Menards or something like that. No, nobody had it. Nobody had it. I was like, what the heck? So yeah, I was pretty disgruntled about that. I was all pouty when I got home. I was like, I just wanted this one thing so I could do this project.
Sorry, Adam.
Oh yeah, he kind of got a little bit of the grunt too, you know. I came home and he was just like, are you pouty? I'm like, yes, I'm super pouty.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my kayak is still a mess. It never got cleaned up, so it's just been, instead of, you know, soft plastics laying everywhere, I have blade baits all over the place, and like, every time I load it in the truck, I can hear all the blade baits slide from the front to the back. So
yeah, I mean, I at least cleaned mine. It was like late last year when I got to cleaning it. I think I took one of like the really nice warm days, I think in like October, I power washed it and whatnot. So I at least did that. And then like I went through all my boxes and everything and like got stuff sorted out. I still need to like put labels on a lot of things because like I'm weird OCD like that. I've got to have everything labeled. It's just one of my things. but like I've got everything like in its place now, but like I don't have like my box set up for my crate. So like, you know, I'll have a box that has like a mixture of like jerk baits and crank baits and stuff like that. Like I haven't gotten like that stuff kind of figured out either. So, but I don't think that'll be too hard. I mean, you know, first day out, I think what I'm going to do is just be like, okay, my crankbait box, my jerkbait box, my chatterbait, my spinnerbait, and call her good. Cause I don't need top water just yet.
Yeah. There's some things you don't quite need. So, yep. And I did do that a little bit, but it's since gotten messed up again. Go through right. stuff and try stuff, so it could use it again, but I will find some time. So
yep.
All right, well, good stuff. Definitely something something for almost everyone to look forward to, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking to make it another great season this year on Paddle and Fin. So, you know, find an option of something you like, you know, if you don't, you know, if you're not interested in the Noobs tournament or the multi-species, we also have the Dale Open event coming up on April 22nd and 23rd. Most of the Paddle and Fin crew will be there. So if you know, that's a little bit of a bigger step. That's a little closer to, you know, actual real kayak tournament fishing. So if something you're interested in, definitely come down and fish with us. We'd love to meet you guys and, you know, go head to head out on the water and, you know, see how that goes. So definitely something for everyone. And it's going to be a fun season. So we're looking forward to it. Heck, I'm sure Susie is, especially. Oh, I mean, God. I can't imagine.
Oh my God. Yes. So much. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thanks again for tuning into this episode of the Best Fishing for Noobs segment here on the Paddle and Fin podcast. As always, we bring you the techniques, the tricks, and the tips to help you rip more lips. You guys have a good night.